Good morning. Welcome to Monday. We're going to make it great. It's what we do. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Dodgers are up 2-0 in the World Series, taking on the Yanks tonight at approximately 8 p.m. First Lady of Florida, Casey DeSantis, is going to join us on the air here this morning at 9:05. Looking forward to that conversation. We're also going to talk to Jeff Fissel from World Equestrian Center and give you a chance to win tickets to the huge Ocala Food and Wine Festival that is coming up this weekend.
Ooh,
so we got lots of
fancy
things happening and going on. Our commissioner of Florida Ag, Wilton Simpson, wants to remind everybody, increased fire danger in Florida because of hurricane debris, dry weather, etc. So just kind of get back into that mode of thinking about drier weather, winds, you know, your backyard fire. Maybe make sure, you know the law and keep it under control.
Or we'll send Ludi Bond to your house.
Yeah.
For the Forestry Service. She'll take care of that.
Yeah.
She'll show you.
You don't mess with her.
Uh-uh.
All right. So, what's the other thing? Packed house? Madison Square Garden?
I love a group of 20,000, you know, like-minded folks getting together, hanging out.
USA.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Former First Lady Melania spoke about how New York City and America need to get their magic back, adding that rising crime leading families to relocate. This was during the rally, Madison Square Garden. She praised New York for being the place where architectural symbols of strength, courage, and unity made a canvas for the world's undisputed capital of industry. Melania encouraged voters to envision a wonderful America where the seeds of security, prosperity, and health would be sown. Nice! Great perspective, very upbeat, and the crowd responded, and it was just a great event. And it's just this kind of upbeat thing that I think is part of a very important campaign.
You know, it's funny, though. It sounds different. Maybe it's the accent. It sounds different when she says it.
For generations, this town has produced America's most fearless leaders, whose mark changed the course of the world. New York City and America needs their magic back.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's a lot of times when somebody who has grown up in a different land appreciates America even more than some Americans.
Oh, well, we've had guests from England, Australia, who would put most Americans to shame. What of their American history?
We talked to people that, you know, before socialism took over Venezuela, what a wonderful country it was, and that they see all the markings and things happening here that happened there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, these are the kind of people that, you know, you should listen to instead of listening to these foolish people on the left trying to tell you Donald Trump's the next Hitler. And it's absurd. But I guess it's total desperation.
They are desperate
on their part.
They really are.
Yeah. I mean, but really, what a slap in the face to, you know, those who perished, you know, via the Holocaust, for instance, or you know, World War II and family dying, and they're comparing Trump to Hitler. It's like, it takes away from the frightening thing that was Hitler in the Third Reich. And it makes them sound just completely ignorant, completely stupid to do that. Like, that's all they have left.
That's all you got, really? Name-calling? That's all you got.
Oh, Michelle Obama says, if you're not supporting Kamala Harris, you're racist or sexist. So tired of that mentality, right?
Yeah.
She's black. You have to vote for her. If you don't, maybe you're not really black.
Yeah, Brock saying the brothers got to vote for her. What's wrong with them? I mean, what's all this? I mean, talk about playing the race card.
And Jemele Hill blasting Danica Patrick and white women.
Oh, my goodness.
For supporting Trump. It's like,
she's such a loser.
What?
Yeah, she's a loser.
Yeah. Blast them for supporting Trump. Oh, Liz Cheney says it's fear. why the Washington Post won't get behind a candidate. This is the first time, I think, ever. They're not endorsing a candidate.
Mm-hmm. But I think they've decided going forward they're not going to, haven't they?
Correct.
Okay.
This is not something they're going to do anymore. I guess that was Jeff Bezos' decision, basically.
Yeah.
And I guess it's got a bunch of people that work for the paper that are left-of-center lunatics that are just crying like little babies in the corner.
Well, maybe it's appropriate that Kamala was the first one they decided not to endorse.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, she's... Apparently, there was some kooky, rabid Kamala supporter caught on video that went viral. She was screaming profanities in the face of a small child in a stroller outside of the Democrat candidate's Friday rally in Houston. In one clip that was posted on X that got like 5 million views, Harris fans can be seen verbally clashing with a man with a microphone before one woman bent down began yelling at a little girl who appeared to be the man's daughter. After shoving fellow Harris supporters out of the way to get to the child, the unidentified woman wearing a light blue T-shirt and black shorts screamed, "I don't give a blank that your dad's a witch."
The kid's 5 years old in a stroller. Even the other Harris supporters looked a little shocked and uncomfortable with that whole scenario.
Before she could scare the child any further, the man quickly plucked his daughter from the stroller, while another woman who was carrying a pro-Harris sign pulled the instigator away with a horrified look on her face. No, that's a baby, the second woman said. The woman in the blue shirt continued to confront the father, who then said into his microphone, "My five-year-old daughter, are you ashamed?" It's not clear what inspired the whole thing, but like I say, the clip went viral, and I am sure that I'm giving the benefit of the doubt here, but I don't think most of the Kamala supporters were pleased with that at all. But look, if you're going to go around and raising the temperature by saying completely idiotic things like Trump's the next Hitler, you're going to give some people that aren't really balanced. You're adding fuel to a fire there.
That's what you get.
All right. Oh, we've got people stealing police cars, Marion County.
You're not supposed to do that, by the way, just in case you didn't know.
Don't do that.
I think there's a law or something. So.
And a lot more we're going to talk about. Making Mondays great. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It is 6:15, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy Monday. Let's make it great. It's what we do. 6:21, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yeah, don't steal police cars around here. Details coming up. Also, Hollywood elites coming out of the woodwork, doing everything they can to help Kamala, especially in Pennsylvania. Yep. So, Robert De Niro... DiCaprio, Kerry Washington, Tessa Thompson, a bunch of folks were at the Philadelphia Get Out the Vote event. Kamala Harris didn't appear at the Philadelphians for Harris event, but local politicians were present, including the Philadelphia mayor. So they feel like, Pennsylvania definitely, she is vulnerable. Yep. And here's what De Niro said.
Oh, no.
"It makes me so blanking angry that we're here talking about a blank of blank like Donald Trump."
So you really couldn't say what he said.
The crowd was cheering.
Wow.
No, he said, he was just nasty. It's just vitriol and angry and ugly and nasty. It's just, it's ugly. It is ugly again. They're what they call him.
Oh, yeah.
They're the nasty ones. They're the foul ones. They're the ugly ones. And it is in Pennsylvania, man, battleground state.
Yeah.
Looking really good for the Donald. Even Senator John Fetterman, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, recently spoke about the support he is seeing for former President Trump in his state, did an interview with the New York Times. Fetterman was asked why he believes Trump appeals to the swing state's residents. Because, if you're left of center, they're like, they just can't believe it. They're like, but he's a bad guy. Everyone told me. And he was like indicted, and he's going to be a dictator. How come? Who likes him? How come? There's a difference between not understanding, but also acknowledging that it exists. And anybody spends time driving around, you can see the intensity. It's astonishing. This is Fetterman about Trump in Pennsylvania.
That's awesome.
He said, I was doing an event in Indiana County, very, very red. And there was a superstore of Trump stuff. And it was 100 feet long, dozens of T-shirts, hats, bumper stickers. I mean, it's like, where does all this come from? It's the kind of thing that has taken on a life of its own. Awesome. It's like something very special exists there. And that doesn't mean that I admire it. Uh-huh. It's just, it's real. And now Elon Musk is joining him. I mean, to a lot of people, that's Tony Stark, you know, the character from Iron Man.
Right.
That's the world's richest guy. And he's obviously and undeniably a brilliant guy. And he's saying, hey, that's my guy for president. That's going to really matter.
That's awesome.
So, again,
yeah,
Fetterman, stroke victim, actually comes out smarter than he was previously. Uh-huh. But all he's doing is acknowledging it, you know, and so many on the left. And it's going to hurt him, thankfully. I mean, not him. It's going to hurt Democrats, I think, all up and down the ballot because of that. Because they don't have any substance. Kamala won't answer questions. Everything they say is negative and usually pointed at Trump or his supporters. And that's all you have? I just think the American people, you know, demand more, deserve more. Of course they do. And the Democrats, they fail to deliver. They can't deliver. What are they going to deliver on? We're going to finally fix the border that we opened? It was done on purpose. I think most American people realize that. Now, some are still going to vote Democrat no matter what, but you know, a lot of your swing voters and people that might have been on the fence, they're like, they've come to realize, they go, yeah, the border thing is a mess. And yeah, when I looked into it, it wasn't a mess under Trump. And then it became one very quickly after Biden and Harris took office. I don't know. It's pretty straightforward. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The appeal in those Trump specialty stores, they've popped up all over.
Yeah.
And people support them and people are wearing it and wearing it proudly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, I know the left thinks they're, you know, they're doing the right thing. They do. But we know we are the patriots. You know, we're the patriots.
Well, put it this way. You see an American flag on something. What do you think? Do you think Democrat?
I immediately want to take a knee.
In honor?
No. That's the world of Kaepernick.
Well, that's true.
The thing he started in.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you see an American flag.
Right.
You're proud of it.
Absolutely. And you don't think of Democrats driving that vehicle with the flag on it.
Absolutely not. No. Yeah, they're the ones that have stickers that say coexist, but they're the rudest, foulest, nastiest people. They don't want to coexist.
Isn't that ironic? You can coexist as long as you agree with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the ones that, you know, well, it's just.
Yeah.
It is what it. You know what? I think it's time to think about good things, upbeat things, fun things. That's why.
It's not time for things to make you smile yet.
No, but this could make you smile.
Okay.
Sending you to the spectacular Ocala Food and Wine Festival. Ooh. It's the Grand Tasting Saturday. And I've got the morning keyword for you. Ready? It is Ocala.
How appropriate.
So you text Ocala to 20357. That's 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Grand Tasting Saturday. Even though the event goes on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the tickets are for Saturday. That's the biggest, you know, the biggest time.
Mm-hmm. The Grand Tasting, did you say?
Yes, I did. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Make sure you're windshield washing fluid is full. I try to add a helpful tip besides the legalese, you know, something people can actually use.
Extra PSA, courtesy of Bob Rose.
Yeah, a man arrested Saturday evening accused of stealing a Marion County Sheriff's Office SUV. Yeah, that's not a good thing. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way as we make Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky. Come on, let's make Mondays great. Let's do it. It's 6:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. So much to talk about. By the way, you don't have to miss any of the show ever The Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast. All you have to do is click subscribe, and you're in. And it's no fee. Wow. All right, we've got tickets to give away for the Ocala Food and Wine Festival. I'll give you the code word. I did it just a few minutes ago. I'll do it again in a few minutes. But locally, a man was arrested Saturday evening. Decided to take the old Marion County Sheriff's vehicle SUV for a little spin, a little cruise.
Yeah. Yeah, but they look fun. They got all kinds of lights and buttons and sirens and radios and computers. Who wouldn't want to, you know, drive one of those around for a while?
I agree. I'd love to. I'd love to. But I would, I would just ask permission first and know that probably they're not going to be comfortable with that. But yeah, you can't just take it.
No.
And deputies were called to a suspicious incident. They said a man named James Brady was making erratic statements that were concerning to them. So deputies went to the location. Brady somehow managed to get into the SUV and drive away. And then, of course, they pursued stop sticks. And they got the they were able to disable the stolen vehicle. And
now they need a couple of tires, at least, probably.
Oh, it's
a bummer.
It got banged up good.
Oh, really?
Oh, the whole side. Oh,
really?
Yeah. You would not like it. If that was your car, you would be very...
Oh, that whole pit maneuver thing. Yeah,
yeah, the pit maneuver. You have to pit maneuver on your own vehicle.
That's bad.
Yeah.
But it's effective.
So Brady was arrested. The intersection was blocked just so they could get the, tow the vehicle out of there.
All right.
And this guy, James Brady, is 41. Earlier this year, there was 33-year-old Kendra Dalen Boone. Stole a deputy's vehicle from a shopping plaza, and I don't know. They have the little...
They've got ride-along programs. You know, if you want to get in a police car, they'll give you a ride. And if you do stupid stuff, they'll give you a ride, too.
Well, that too.
So.
But you don't want to ride. You want to drive, apparently.
Well, apparently so.
Yeah. Well, you'll end up going to jail.
Yeah. Even back in the day when I was driving a police car, I always wanted to drive the fire truck. Never got to shoot, because those are like big and massive, and never got to drive a fire truck.
They're too big. I'd accidentally hit a car or something.
You'd never know it.
Good point.
I'm just saying. They're big.
But if you're like part of fire rescue,
and
you go through an intersection and you get a call, you go, there was just an accident at the intersection. We're like, I was just there. I didn't see an accident.
First on scene.
All right. What else we got going on? Oh, Marco Rubio.
Yes.
He was on with Shannon Bream on the weekend on Fox News Channel. And Rubio said this was about John Kelly and Mark Milley, these high-ranking military folks that have said, very outrageous things about former President Trump. He said, how interesting that these claims that were made this week pop up with a week and a half to go before the election. If you, in fact, believe that some of these people claim that Donald Trump is all these horrible things, Nazi, fascist, all these crazy terms they throw around, why did they stand up and walk out of the White House or that administration the moment they heard those terms?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you say that at the time and not wait until long after the fact?
You mean like election season?
Yes.
Yeah.
He says those are questions that are never going to get asked because this is entirely a political hit job where these people are trying to elevate themselves to become more employable and be able to make more money. Shannon Bream says, do you think people like General Milley, John Kelly are lying? He said, yes, I do. But even if they aren't lying, or even let's just say you don't want to call them a liar, I would say it's very dubious to see these accusations coming at the very last minute before an election. These are the kinds of things somebody says that in front of me, I say right away to them, I walk out, I resign, I leave. They didn't do any of those things.
No, they didn't.
So I think that is a good point.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've seen, it really has become kind of a popular thing to serve and then get you a little gig on cable TV.
Get your book published, that kind of thing. Make the rounds.
Yep. Yeah. And, so that that's clearly what's gone on here.
We see it so much.
And,
seriously.
And Trump, I guess, made it easier for them because, you know, he's not the kind of guy that is going to be, you can't walk all over.
No.
And he asked real questions, and there were probably times when that they had to, you know, answer questions that maybe were uncomfortable.
Yeah.
About, that had to do, you know, directly with the military, et cetera. But, yeah, coming out right before the campaign, it's like, come on, give me a break. And but apparently Melania spoke, and if you didn't hear this earlier, she was at Madison Square Garden, big time, packed house, and it was a big rally with her husband, Donald Trump, and this is what she said.
For generations, this town has produced America's most fearless leaders, whose mark changed the course of the world. New York City and America needs their magic back.
Nice.
Yep. She said that due to a decline in the quality of life and economic instability, it's difficult for businesses to thrive, and basically painted a very accurate picture, yet very upbeat and positive picture of what the future can be like under President Trump.
Gotta love it.
Yep. It is 6:45, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Plenty more to talk about coming up. Hang in there. Pump it up. It's Monday, but we're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's going to be an awesome day. Dodgers, 2-0 lead. Also, I have a code word for you, so you can win tickets for the spectacular Ocala Food and Wine Festival coming to the World Equestrian Center. But Freddie Freeman blasted his second home run of the World Series as the Dodgers beat the Yankees 4-2. So it's 2-0, and got another game tonight at 8 o'clock. But this guy Freeman, and of course I missed it because I miss all... You know, I'll watch for a while and I'll be like,
right.
He smashed a sensational grand slam to seal the victory in Friday's dramatic opener. So he already has a grand slam. Nice. He won that game. Then he has a 2-run homer in this one. But it's Ohtani that the Dodgers are really worried about because apparently he slid into second base, I believe it was, and he was attempting to steal. Yeah. And he hurt his shoulder.
They are saying he's going to play tonight, though.
That's what I'm hearing, too. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they need
him. That scares you, though, don't you? I mean, don't you think when you're...
He's there.
You're dependent on him.
Yeah, he's a big... He's the big star and big big moneymaker, too.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got to produce. Uh-huh. All right, so you've got that going. Hey, speaking of some of the sports stuff, let me catch you up real quick here. Bad day in the NFL for all the Florida teams. Jacksonville lost to Green Bay, and these were pretty close games, too, 30-27. Atlanta beat Tampa Bay, 31-26. Arizona Cardinals over the Dolphins, 28-27.
Whoa.
That was some crazy crazy games. And, God, what was it, that Washington game with the Hail Mary pass?
That was crazy.
That was. Yeah, I'm trying to find the little highlights. Here it is. Jaden Daniels pulls off this unbelievable last-second Hail Mary for the Washington Commanders. The Redskins.
What?
The Washington Commanders.
That was your outlaw voice.
Well, but here's the thing. The quarterback, he looked to the heavens and made a miracle happen Sunday at Northwest Stadium. He launched a 52-yard pass. He threw it more than 52 yards, I'm here to tell you.
Oh, yeah, we watched.
Because he threw it from the 35-yard line of his, you know, their own 35. They call it a 52-yard pass. No way, it was longer than that. Anyway, throws it into the end zone. The ball gets tipped. It looked like it actually got tipped by a Chicago Bear player. But, yeah, there were a couple of players, I guess, that touched it. But it goes, you know, drops right into the Washington Commanders receiver's hands. So they win 18-15 over the Bears. I mean, literally, there was 2 seconds on the clock when they snapped the ball.
Oh,
but here's the thing. The quarterback, Jaden Daniels, nothing but God, man. Nothing but God, nice. He told CBS after the game, and it was live, so they didn't have a chance to censor him.
Right. Yeah.
Without him, I don't even think I'd be playing this week. So that was a very exciting finish. Yeah. Wow. There's, you know, and sports is a great kind of relief as we count down to the election, you know? Little, take a little bit of that anxiety away for a little bit, a little break from it. I'll take it every time. But we do have to get back to it because it is on people's minds. Remember, I told you about my theory, and it proved to be true in several instances, where Biden is stepping out of the way for Kamala. He did that a while ago, but he didn't do it willingly or happily. He's got a very sensitive ego, and it's been very, very bruised. And when you're elderly like that, you know, your bruises don't, same thing with the ego. Takes a little while to heal. He's not over it yet. The soft coup. He even told Obama the other day that, hey, you know, I would have been a better pick. And Obama allegedly agreed. So, yeah, he's still sore about it. And he says some things that kind of undermine Kamala. When Kamala was really trying to separate herself from the Biden administration, he was like, oh, yeah, Kamala was there. She was in on every big decision. And he made it sound like, you know, she's great.
Right.
But he made sure that he said, oh, no, we're attached at the hip, honey. Get on over here. And so now recently, I think that her camp's kind of catching on going, you know, Joe's not necessarily all that helpful to the campaign. And and so there apparently is zero scheduled events for President Joe Biden to campaign with Kamala Harris before Election Day.
If that was a good relationship and they thought it was helpful, that just would not happen. No. You'd have the incumbent right there with you.
Well, she's pulled everybody else out of the woodwork, you know? Yeah. Obama.
Yeah.
You know, old man Clinton, Hillary, you know, all of
Big
all
Mike.
All the big stars. Oh, Big Mike. I mean, and Michelle Obama, too.
Yeah.
So she's called out all of them. She needs help. But she feels like Joe Biden is not going to be helpful. Wow. Three sources familiar with the growing tension between the Biden White House and Harris's camp told the outlet, the presidential, the outlet being, where did I see this at? Was it Axios? Yeah, Axios. That the camp told the outlet that the president candidate's team keeps responding with, we'll get back to you, when asked about when the current president can campaign.
Wow.
So he's reaching out because, hey man, this is his last chance to really like be on stage and to feel the energy of the people. And you know, after being in politics his whole life, there's probably a certain amount of, you know, addictiveness to that whole thing. Wow. Being the center of attention. And she's having none of it so far. We've got a lot more coming up. Text Ocala to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Grand Tasting Saturday at the World Equestrian Center.